Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here. I'm your host. And this is the show for who we call big impact experts. And that's you if you are on a mission, not only to make money in your business, but your mission is to make a big positive impact in the lives of others, in the lives of your clients, your community, maybe even the world. And so we know this from all of the conversations that we've had with you and people like you that tell us this is what matters most to them. And on that mission, we are looking to, we're communicating ourselves, we're looking to get ourselves out there in a bigger way. And how do we attract more people to us? How do we establish our credibility to the point where people do find us, they automatically want to work with us. And you know, we're going to be talking about that today. And today's guest is an expert in these things. I have Allie Porter here with me today. Allie, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad I could be here today.
I am so glad that you're here as well. And we've had a few conversations about this off recording about, you know, the, you know, how do we get ourselves out there in a bigger way? How do people come to find us? And then when they do find us, how are we so credible with them so that they want to work with us? And when we do that, it has a huge ripple effect through the impact that we can make, which is really what we want to do. And I know that that's what you do with people. So let's start with, can you tell everybody a little bit more about you and what you're doing and how it came to be that this is what you're doing? And we'll go from there.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And again, Chuck, I so appreciate you and what you're doing with this podcast and just everything. I love being in your space. So thank you again for the opportunity. I couldn't thank you enough. So thank you. Yeah. So a little bit about me. I'm a wife. I'm a mom. I have 4 kids, a husband, a husky. So, you know, my life is pretty busy, but I really, really, I love connecting with people. And I've been in business for about 20 years now. And I started in e-commerce and then I built a VA agency. It worked with over 30 contractors, worked with million-dollar clients. And then I moved into network marketing, affiliate marketing, coaching, consulting, memberships, all the 9 yards, and even did AI for a little while with a business partner and all of that. And through all of that, there came a point where I'm a faith believer. So I talked to God and I said, God, where do you want me? Like what? I've done all these things. It's great. But like, where can I make the biggest impact? Where can I use a skill that I love that I could do forever? And how can I make that impact? And basically he said, you're a connector. You love to connect people. You love to cheerlead people. You love to shout from the rooftops, everything that they're doing. Like that's just you naturally who you are. You can't help but do that. And I was like, that's great. Awesome. So I started a podcast and did all this other stuff. But what I found was still lacking was credibility. People still were feeling like they had to claw their way to the top, right? Or they had to, you know, twirl around in circles and do the happy dance to get people to notice them, you know? Like it's just like oh, you have something that you know can transform the world and yet you like no one can see it. No one hears you. It's you just feel like you're white noise. And I realized that when I was doing my AI agency with my business partner, we had a struggle with that, getting people to listen to us and see our services and all of that. And a friend had recommended that we do some PR. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, probably won't do anything or whatever. And we did the PR and I was like, whoop-de-doo, I did the PR. That's awesome. But what happened when we paired the PR with our bios, in our social media, in our emails, in our ads, in like all the things that we were doing when we paired it with the PR, everything just like became easy. Our close ratios went up. We were able to see a huge difference in just the positioning and the way that people saw us. And I was like, wow, that's cool. And so I thought about that and I was like, could this work for coaches, authors, and speakers? Because that's the space that I love. Right? That's my happy place. And so then I started out working with just a few people to see if it would actually make a difference in that space. And it made a huge difference. And so some people have maybe gotten PR in the past or whatever. And not all PR agencies, by the way, are created equal. So just FYI. But once I realized that, it was game over. And I was able to see that when people walk in a room and they're bored, their emails or whatever it is that they're doing, their content, their social media, whatever, speaks for them before they even open their mouth, people listen differently. They hear you differently. So for example, I had a client who was an author, and he just couldn't seem to get his book out there. It just wasn't landing. And we got him some PR. And then now when people would read his bio and, you know, talk about him on podcasts and stuff like that, he was able to people actually buying his book because they're like, oh, he's credible. He was featured on NBC, Fox, CBS, blah, 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 all the places, right? And you just listen differently. And for something so simple, but so powerful, I was like, I could not keep my mouth shut about it. I was like, I've got to help people. And so it was so wonderful to be able to pair something that I naturally love with something that I know can actually help people if used correctly and if used at all. Crazy thing. I've heard some people have gotten PR and then they never use it. Like they don't use it in anything that they're doing. They just think, oh, I'm just going to blast the PR out and it's going to give me a million sales. Like that's not how it works. Like it's strategic, right? But when you know how to use it, it can be such a powerful tool. And I don't know, it's just been a game changer for me. So anyways, I kind of went off on a tangent there, but I get passionate about it. So
oh, I can feel the passion. The passion is there. And I'm the same way about my topic, because I think that's one thing that we really connected on is how do we help people get the visibility that they desire because they want to make that big impact. And and then also, I think the credibility piece also, when you are more visible, helps people make that decision to work with you that much faster. And so I love all of that. And so I want to talk a little bit, and I want to get into kind of like what your recommendations are, and so that people can kind of see. But what's the challenge? Like, what are you hearing from people when you meet them the first time? They're like, Allie, oh my God, this is what's happening. I can't believe this happened. Please help me. What are you hearing from them? What's the challenge?
I would say the biggest challenge is because a lot of people say they want more clients, right? But what they're really wanting is they want people to see them. They want people to recognize that what they're doing matters, you know, and they just want the opportunity to be able to share that with you, right? And so that's what they were saying is like, I just don't feel seen. I don't feel like I'm positioned, like what I know I can deliver on is not being reflected in my footprint, in my digital footprint, right? Whether it's on a podcast or whether it's in their social media or their ads or whatever, like it's just not, there's a disconnect there. And I want to be able to have people know that what I do matters and that I can truly help them. But because of the sea of coaches and authors and speakers specifically, because that's the space that I work in, there's so many, right? So how do you differentiate yourself? How do you help people to see that you're credible? And yes, you can be on other people's stages and other podcasts and stuff, and that's still very credible, right? That's so good. But for some reason, being able to be on the national level, you know, or even international levels, like it just gives that extra little bit to just help people to see the value. So I think that would be the biggest thing is they just say like, I have a signature coaching program that could transform lives. I have this book that is going to, you know, change millions of people. I have this, you know, I speak and I can transform rooms, you know, but it's just not landing in the way that I want. And so most people that come to me are established businesses that already have stuff going. But what's been interesting too has been even little businesses that are just starting, they have a message and a mission as well. And the PR can exponentially grow them faster, you know? So you don't have to have this like drudgery and grind to like be heard. You can do it right now. You don't have to wait to do it, you know? And that's the other thing I would say is people are like, well, I don't have all my ducks in a row. My website's not perfect. I don't have blah, 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 blah. But honestly, you don't need to have everything perfect to get PR, because once you have it And again, like, even if you only ever did one PR placement somewhere, right? Like you did a blast out to 400 plus outlets. And that's all you did forever, for the rest of eternity. That's all you did. That will live with you forever. The entire time that you have your business, it will always be there. When people Google you, it will show up. When people, you know, look on your website, you'll have the logos there. Like, you switched businesses or whatever, like, that's okay too. You were still featured. It still counts. You're still credible and valid. Whereas with social media and other areas, it doesn't have that same weight. So I would say that for me, like, those are the biggest things, is I'm not ready, so I'm just going to wait. And number two, like, I really want to just be seen and heard.
We hear that so often. I just want to be seen and heard. And it's huge. And I think sometimes in our mission to make a big impact, we're sometimes encumbered by financial pressures. Mm. It's like, I want to make the impact, but the reality is, if I don't get a client by the end of this month, things are going to be really, really bad. And yeah. So then we kind of shift out of impact and into, like, I really need a client. And I think from that place, we can sometimes make mistakes that drive people away. What are you noticing? Like, in, you know, with what are some of the mistakes that people are making that is taking them in the wrong direction? I mean, maybe, you know, it's decreasing their credibility versus, and then I want to get into kind of what should they be doing or could be doing. But yeah, any mistakes that stand out to you?
I love this question. I absolutely love this question. And I will be the first to admit, I've been in places like that, where, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is happening. And now I have to, you know, like, it's real. It's a real feeling. But one thing that I have really learned over the years, as I've networked and connected with people and stuff, is that people can feel that energy. They can feel the desperation. And you need to remember that, like, it really is numbers, right? It's math, in terms of, like, you just need to, if your closing rate is X, and you need to reach out to X amount of people and stuff like that, but you don't need to grip onto them. You need to let them decide if they want to work with you, but you get to show up authentically who you are. And so I found myself, even in the seasons where things were a little bit rougher or whatever, I would breathe right before I would get on a call with someone, and I would just be like, okay, I'm releasing the outcome. Whatever happens, happens, and it's all going to be okay. But I do have a service that I can help and serve people with. And so I would show up authentically as myself and just breathe through it. And if they said yes, awesome. If they said no, it was okay, because I knew I had three other people that I was going to be talking to later on that day. And, you know, maybe one of those would say yes, you know. So I think, I don't know if that answered your question, but I think that it for does. Me, that's my answer.
And it's what solved it for me, because once upon a time, I was one of those people where it's like, you know, when you need three clients and you only have one consultation call booked that week, it's like you need a 100% conversion ratio. And it's like, not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. That's why I love what you do, because you help people to get all these people in.
Yeah. And it was really from my own journey, because you're not going to turn every single person you talk to into a client. But when you can come from that place where you have the flow and you have those conversations, it's like you said, I have three other consultation calls booked. I don't know which one of them is going to be a client, but I have faith that somebody's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
And it takes it shifts the energy. Mm-hmm. Right. Because I think somebody knows, it's like, Allie, if we had that conversation right now and I'm like trying to convince you, you know, that you need to become a client, and I'm not letting you off this call until you say yes. Right.
Yeah.
Then that, A, I think is a terrible way to start a relationship, and B,
please don't do that.
Yeah. Right. Well, because if you have to sell somebody that hard, you're going to be selling them that hard every step of the way.
Yeah.
Because they weren't there. It wasn't aligned, and maybe they also didn't sell themselves. Mm-hmm. And so, but I think the credibility piece that you're talking about really does help them to arrive at that decision.
Yeah, you know. Quicker. Can I make a comment on that? So yeah. One thing that I also realized, and this was something I didn't expect, but not only does the credibility help with the person who is making the decision, but I don't know about you, but when I say to people, yeah, I've been featured on Fox, NBC, CBS, blah, 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 it gives me this sense of like, I'm somebody, like I matter. And when you can come across that way, not in a what word am I looking for, a puffed up way, or like, you know, you're turning your nose up at people or whatever, not a snooty way, but you're coming at them from a like, you love yourself and you know your own value. Like, it resonates with people. That alone gives you confidence, you know? I think that's what it did for me anyways, because I was like, oh, yeah, I'm somebody. Like, I'm somebody. But then when I was able to communicate that to other people, it just raised my love for myself and my being more proud of myself and what I've accomplished and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, because we also do awards, too. So not just the PR, but, like, we help people get awards and stuff like that. And so it's just... it's a little pat on the back, like, you're doing great. You're awesome. And that resonates with people, you know?
That belief that I am awesome, and not from an egotistical way, but yes, for just owning your greatness.
Yes.
And owning the gift that you have to make a bigger impact in the lives of others. Like, just radiating that confidence. And we know that so many of our audience members, when we've polled them, say that's what they want to feel. They want to feel more confident that in themselves, but they also want to be more confident that what they are doing matters and what they are doing works.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear all of the stories, but I think, you know, being able to call yourself an award-winning coach versus I'm a relationship coach, right?
Yep.
I'm an award-winning relationship coach. Mm-hmm. That's the uniqueness. And we hear this in marketing conversations all the time. It's like, what's your unique selling proposition, or what is the uniqueness? What makes you you? And again, not from a boastful place, but of communicating your credibility. I mean, yeah. I think it's really says it all. So,
yeah, because it really switches your mindset. Going back to, you know, being an entrepreneur is not easy. It is one of the hardest things that you'll ever do, but it's also one of the most amazing things you will do because of the impact that you can have in the world. But it all starts in here. Like it starts within yourself. And so being able to, and I'm not saying that PR and the awards and all of that is the only thing, because it's not. Like that's just extending it, right? But knowing that you have a mission that you're called to is amazing. But when you actually truly embody it and believe it, and now you have that credibility backing you up, like, you're unstoppable and people will be magnetized to you. You will have no problem closing more sales and helping more people and getting in more joint ventures and, you know, all the things, because you believe in yourself. And I will tell you, that is the first thing that I noticed about myself was in business, was I didn't actually trust myself. I thought I did, but it wasn't until I actually started trusting myself, and the credibility helped a ton, because I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I am somebody. I got this, you know, and I showed up differently with my clients. I showed up differently in just business in general, even with my joint ventures and stuff like that too. And it's just made a world of difference. And so I just want those listening to realize, like, I don't care if you're just starting or if you have been in business for 20 years or 30 years or whatever it is. Like, we all are human beings and we all feel insecure and we all feel like on those days when things are working and when they're not working, you know, but like being able to have that realization of like, I am somebody and I am making an impact in this world and I matter. You know?
Absolutely. And the more you, I love that last part, that you matter. And this isn't just the pursuit of clients, collecting the money from them, spending the money, and then getting a new client. And I would say my first 10 years, you know, I've been doing this almost 30 years. My first 10 were definitely that.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back and then go, well, what did I learn from that time? And, you know, a lot of it we're talking about today is like learning that, yeah, it it does matter. You do matter. And even if you're just starting out, the gift that you have is something that we all need. And and so that was huge for me. Gosh, I could talk about that all day long, but I want to make sure that before we run out of time that we talk about, you know, kind of connect the dots a little bit with what we're saying. So I think a great next question here is, what do you recommend? Like, so we've talked a lot about, you know, this is, we've kind of normalized, like, this is how we feel and these are some of the things, but what do we do? What's our next step that's going to help solve all of this?
Yeah. So I would say for people that are you talking like specifically with PR?
Well, let's start with your advice and then
Yeah. So I would say, first and foremost, I would say as an entrepreneur, we're always like, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? I want you to celebrate yourself. I want you to celebrate who you are and what you offer. I want you to look at your book or your speaking talk that you do, whether it's on a TEDx stage or wherever it ends up being, right? I want you to look at your coaching program and I want you to like sit with it for just a second and be like, wow, I did that. Like, I'm amazing, you know? And then I want you to start thinking about, okay, what does that look like to the world now? How can I convey how I'm feeling right now to the outside world so that they see me as I see myself, right? And then if you want to get, you know, with Chuck and get on his podcast, if you want to get on other people's stages and stuff like that, that's the next step. And I love how what Chuck teaches about affiliates and stuff like that's huge, right? But if you want to take it even a step further, then I would say from that point, then you say, okay, like, I'm amazing. Let's let the world know about it. And don't freak out about it. Like, I think people think that if I get PR, then the whole world's going to know and then I'm going to be inundated and I'm not going to be able to have room for all the clients that come flooding in. But that's not actually how it works. Like, you'll get the PR and it'll be awesome and people will see, you might see an uptick in your, you know, in your website views and stuff. You may get a couple sales, can't guarantee that ever, but it's possible. But what will happen is you will then start seeing yourself in a different light. You'll be able to see yourself with more credibility and tie it into all the other things you're doing. So that's kind of where we come in, is we can help you with that part of it, getting the actual PR. And we have a playbook that you can get as well that is included, where you can go out and figure out how to tie all of it together. But we give you the blueprint on how to do it yourself, or we have our done-for-you services where we can do it for you. But really, that's what credibility does. That's what the PR does. It's not meant to be that blast where then you're like, oh crap, what am I going to do? It's like, oh no, now it just gives me that extra layer of authority, which then leads to the doors opening, the joint ventures, the sales, all the things. So I just think that for people that don't know how PR works and all the things, I think it's just good to educate and help them to see, like, these are the steps. This is kind of the way that it goes. So hopefully that answers your question.
It does. My intention is, I want our audience, I want you to see, you know, we've talked a lot about the challenges and how you might be feeling and that, you know, where we need to move to. And one of the ways, you know, I mean, learning the pathway for sure. And Allie, I know you have a webinar that you do coming up that is going to teach people what this all is. Like, what is the journey and what are the steps? What are the things they need to put in place in order to do this? Because, and when you do, you're going to be more visible and more credible. And when you are, your impact will increase. So you want to tell them a little bit more about that? We'll make sure we put the links here so that everyone can join.
Yeah. I appreciate you sharing about that. It's my favorite thing. I didn't realize that people didn't understand that about PR and like how it works and stuff. But once I realized that that was the gap of them saying yes or no, I was like, oh, they just don't understand how it works, right? And so that's what I do at the PR Masterclass. We really talk about how PR creates credibility, sales, and freedom in all areas of your life. Because yeah, I won't go into it because that's what the masterclass is for. But I think that, again, if you take it step by step and you kind of understand the process, It's going to make it less scary. It's going to make it more empowering, and it's going to make it more exciting. And in fact, in our Done For You stuff, we actually do 4 press releases a month for you because we strategically pair it with everything that we're doing for you. And so people are like, well, why would I need more than one? You know, but again, there's a strategic way to do it. And now they're welcoming it and they're excited about it because they know the impact that it's going to make. And so I think in the end, whether, you know, it's affiliates like what Chuck's doing or if it's, you know, PR like what I'm doing, we all have our little piece of like making that difference. And when we all work together, like that's where magic happens. And so, again, I'm so grateful to be here. And thank you so much for letting me share about my masterclass and just all the things. And I feel like I went way, way
off. No,
I was just so excited about it. So thank you.
It was perfect. And for those of you listening in, I highly encourage you to go and sign up for Allie's masterclass. And to make it very easy for you, if you're watching this on video, the link is right beneath this video. Just click it and go and register. Yeah. And if you're listening to this on your phone, the link is there as well.
Yeah. And I do give discounts and I give special bonuses and stuff every time. Sometimes they're the same, sometimes they're different. So you just have to come and enjoy.
So there's an incentive to attend. And I can tell you, and this is true for my webinars as well, the only way to get those bonuses and those deals is to show up live. And my mentor used to always say to me, 80% of success is just showing up. So just show up.
And please show up.
Yeah. Register first, then show up.
Yes.
And so that's awesome. Allie, this has been great. And I look forward to having you come back and speak to our audience again. We have events happening throughout the year. So we'll definitely have you back to talk more about this. Any final piece of advice or words of wisdom to sign off this episode with?
I would just say, believe in yourself and invest in yourself. Like we talk about that all the time with like coaching programs and stuff like that. But I want to apply it to investing in your own credibility. Like I didn't think that it was a thing before. Like it was kind of just like, oh, yeah, I can do that if I want. But I don't see the value in it. But when you invest in yourself in all areas, it makes a huge difference. And who better to invest in than you? Because you're the one that's going to go out and make that impact. So. Mm.
I love that. Those are beautiful words to end this episode by. So, Allie, again, thank you. You are awesome, and I can't wait for our next conversation. And to our audience, you are also awesome, and you don't always feel it, but you are. And the people who you're going to impact really need you to lead by example and put yourself out there so they can find you. And when they find you, that you can make that impact with them. And so, you know, there's no challenge too big to be overcome. If visibility is your challenge, you might be one collaboration away from that big breakthrough. And perhaps Allie is that person to learn from and to collaborate with. And so her masterclass is there. And so go ahead and take action today. Go and do that today. And in the meantime, remember, the only way to fail is to quit. So keep moving forward, and we will see you on the next one. Thank you. This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today and I'll see you on the inside.